Wave Sound Audiobooks presents The Devils You Know by Ben Sanders, narrated by Chris Kukavinas. Chapter 1. Before the shooting and everything else that happened, Vincent's only problem was that Freeman didn't like him. He imagined the main issue was that he didn't seem like a bodyguard. He knew they'd had protection before, and no doubt Freeman had formed a view on what people in the trade were supposed to look like. Vincent was pretty sure that he didn't fit the mold. At the very least, he'd come across well on day one. New suit, new shoes, new sunglasses. Freeman had seemed impressed, which was to say he didn't exhibit any overt signs of disapproval. Freeman was one of those guys whose deportment, in Vincent's view, overstepped professional and erred towards prim and chilly. Vincent had the feeling that even if he worked here for 10 or 15 years, there wouldn't come a day when they'd have a drink together. Something about him, something about Freeman in his fitted suit, with the coat buttoned, pockets square matching his tie, chin up to aim his gaze down his nose. Vincent just couldn't see him in a deck chair with his feet on the rail, sipping beer between chuckles. The house was up on Mountain Drive, in the hills behind Santa Barbara. He thought palatial was the right term, though you wouldn't know it from the street. Once they'd buzzed you in via the intercom, you came in off the sidewalk through a wooden door made to look weathered, strips of rusty steel framing splintered timber like old railway sleepers, and into a little courtyard big on botany. Vines everywhere, and heady with the scent of flowers. Then in through the front door, and the view hit you. The far end of the living room was all windows. The hills beyond receding gently, contours smoothing as the land scooped down to meet the water. It was Freeman who'd let him in on that first day, and he greeted Vincent with a handshake as firm and dry as a dentist's. There was another guy sitting on a couch by the windows, reading the New Yorker. This was one of the few times he'd actually seen the New Yorker being read, and definitely the first time he'd seen it being read by a man with a Glock on his hip. Freeman led him to an office off the living area and shut the door behind them. "Have a seat. Would you like a drink?" There was a boardroom table with seating for 10. Nothing on it but a slim manila folder and a business card that read M. Casey Freeman, PA to Eugene Lamar. Vincent took the chair opposite the paperwork and asked for water.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?